Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And for the next hour, we're going to be chatting here with John Ford, who is Riley County Commissioner in District 1. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. It's good. We have a webcam here in the studio, which people can't see on the radio, obviously. This is brand new, and it's the first interview I've done where I've actually gotten to see the person I'm talking to.
Wish I could look better for you. I wish you could have some better eye candy this morning, but I guess maybe I should take that as a compliment, maybe.
There you go. And you're sitting in a car, it looks like?
Yeah, I'm in my truck. I'm doing this remote, too, with a webcam, and I've got some 2020's been good like this. I've got some remote stuff that allows me to do some things remote and Zoom so I don't have to call or try to do it off the phone, so a little bit more comfortable.
Nice. It's so interesting to see everybody's setups here because Zoom meetings have become like a thing here in 2020. They got the cool virtual backgrounds, which I don't have one set up here, but you know, just it's kind of weird. I mean, we've gotten so used to it now. I know you're doing a lot of meetings that way. You're on the task force. You're wearing a lot of hats here as a county commissioner. What's that been like? Just kind of going to all these different things that you've had on your plate this year.
Yeah, it's interesting for me because, you know, Zoom was something that I started doing last summer. And it took a little bit of effort, like it probably does for everybody, to kind of adjust and get used to that platform. I do a lot of stuff on Microsoft Teams. I'm on a national steering committee through our national association. And in order to fit, you know, up to 100 to 150 people on that platform, Zoom doesn't work real well. So they moved to that. But, you know, they're kind of similar in the platforms. It just kind of looks a little different on screen and got some different features. But so I was kind of already kind of worked into that process. And so, you know, when it came, hey, this is the way we have to do it now, it wasn't a complete shock or scattering to try to figure things out. It was a little bit more comfortable for me. But yeah, you know, 95-98% of just about everything I'm doing right now is in this virtual format. And I hope that at some point in time it balances back out. But, you know, it is kind of nice for me, like this particular interview, you know, typically for me to make it work with my work schedule, I typically have to take the morning off. Whereas with all this, I can just take an hour off and I don't, you know, lose as much time or as much productivity as I need to do throughout the day. So, you know, there's ups and downs with it, positives and negatives.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because you guys have had to shift on the county commission too. A lot of stuff is all streamed now. And that was something that came about here in 2020. I was watching a little bit of your meeting yesterday, and poor Marvin, I know he's in quarantine right now, but is really having some difficulty communicating. But these are some of the challenges that you've had to face, just getting everybody up to speed and like on a dime.
Yeah. You know, the live stream thing was something that I was pushing for even pre-coronavirus. Like transparency, like that openness. I know we've got, on our website, we put our minutes and stuff on there, but it really still isn't the same thing. You know, if you're looking at that part of it, you know, 5, 8, 10 years ago, obviously it was expensive technology and it was hard to work around. But in today's environment, you know, a microphone's not all that expensive. A decent camera isn't that much of a larger expense for what you're using it for. And to me, there was just no reason. There really wasn't any reason to do that even pre-pandemic, but the pandemic really brought that out. And it's something that I think benefits all of Riley County and all the citizenry to have that opportunity. And, you know, those meetings, even after their live stream, they're up on that YouTube channel for, I think, a rotation of 90 days or something like that, or it might be a little longer than that. So you can always come back and look at them at some particular point in time if you can't be right there in the moment too. So there's benefits of that as well. Now, we transitioned immediately into being able to do some things, teleconference, kind of like what Commissioner Rodriguez was doing yesterday. And we kind of worked through that in March and April till we got the live stream put into place. But, you know, countywide, everybody had to go remote quickly. So trying to get those technologies in, trying to get things to do remote stuff and laptops and the equipment and stuff has been and continues to be a real, real challenge. And so, you know, we had to do that kind of quickly. So there was kind of a prioritization on that. So it took a little while for us to get that up because obviously the live stream meetings weren't as important as being able to conduct business and services and stuff along the way there. So that was a real challenge. Still is going to be a challenge. I think just the broadband and wireless aspect of things infrastructurally is a huge challenge here too, that we're still going to have to work on and face and try to overcome. And that's one of my priorities moving forward, certainly. You know, I think it's going to be just as important, and I've probably mentioned this before, is roads and bridges and everything else, as far as how economically viable our Flint Hills region is going to be moving forward. And this, you know, we probably had a 3 to 5 year window, but this pandemic kind of threw it directly into our lap.
Speaking of John Ford again, Riley County Commissioner in District 1, you're what, halfway through your term right now?
So, yeah, 2 years.
Okay.
Came up quick.
Well, and I'm curious, you know, when you filed to run here a couple of years ago, did you ever think about, obviously not a pandemic situation here, but did you ever think about kind of the awesome responsibility you have as a commissioner governing the County Board of Health?
That's a really, really good question, Brandon, and it's something that I have actually thought about. You know, as I work through, you know, campaigning is campaigning. You know, you campaign through the stuff that you want to do, and you set your platform, and you set an agenda, if you want to call it, and you kind of work through that through the campaign process. And then, you know, of course, when you actually win election, then you have to start kind of transitioning from one to the other. And you know, that's the same, whether it's a local office, a state office, or as we're seeing with, you know, a presidential election and the transitions that have to occur there. I felt like I had a pretty good grasp of just about everything except for health. And I knew that kind of automatically 2 years ago. And I didn't want to start out on a bad footing there, because I realized just regularly how important health is. So I immediately, even before I took office, started to have conversations with our then health department director, Dr. Jennifer Green. And I may have caught her by surprise. I think she was going to get with me after I took office, but I kind of was a little preemptive, because really wanted to start to learn those aspects of the Board of Health and all the things that went with it. And had some good dialogue very, very early at the end of 2018 there, even before I took office. So felt foundationally I was going in a good direction, but still needed to learn. And through our state and national associations, there was a lot to pick up on, and really, really glad I did so. I'm not going to ever be a public health expert, moving along the way, but learning some of the things that I learned along the way certainly kind of set this up a little bit better. And like I said, it's not perfect, but I'm a lot better off for doing so than would have by not doing so, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll come back to that here in just a minute. We have a caller with a question here or a comment. I believe it's Robert on the line. Good morning.
Thank you for all your efforts. One thing we need to discuss, the county owns that former Christian church there on the courthouse plaza, and the police have talked about needing room for administration and, of course, the Pawnee Mental Health Service to the police. It would be a prime location for the officers to be available to the district court and the municipal court around there behind the library. You know, the large meeting rooms, the office size rooms, it might be a place to secure storage for the evidence or the nonviolent perps that need to go to the court in person. It has gender identified bathrooms. It has shower facilities. It has laundry facilities. It might be a wonderful use for the building besides tearing it down. Thank you for your consideration.
All right. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, I know Robert's been passionate about that for a little bit.
Yeah, and that's perfectly fine. I think probably from an infrastructural perspective, the first priority for us is ambulance. We're going to have to do something with that facility first. I think that's going to have to be on the horizon pretty quick here. In terms of the building itself, it has been looked at several times. There has been some consulting work way back in, I want to say 2007, 2008, as to the viability of the actual structures that are in place. You have to keep in mind, you have the original building, and then you have a series of what I like to consider mazes at this point in time, and additions that have been put on there. I don't really think the way that the additions have been kind of structured and featured, it's going to work very, very well. I think if you wanted to get very creative, you may be able to make the original building work and maybe do something with that. to me, this is one of the reasons why I didn't vote to purchase the property. Ultimately, is I think we needed to have a better plan of what we were going to use it for specifically. I think court-related services obviously make sense in that location, and there's going to be some need moving forward for some administrative growth probably too. And the consensus is we'd like to keep, we'd like to keep all those facilities and stuff downtown. But that's a discussion that we're going to have moving forward. We put off doing anything with the building. I think a future commission needs to decide the future of that and not the current one. So that was my thoughts and ideas. So that's something that we'll be discussing probably in 2021 for sure.
All right. Well, again, yeah, thanks for the question, Robert. Getting back to the Board of Health stuff, you know, it's been interesting because I know for a long time, the mask debate's been one that's been had by a lot of folks here, and whether it's, good or bad, I'm not really sure. But the county recently decided to go ahead and implement a mask mandate after several months of just kind of, I guess, teetering on that a little bit. The other two commissioners are pretty adamant they don't think it's working. But what was the ultimate decision here? To go ahead and go forth this time around, did it have to do with the numbers we saw in November possibly, or what made that decision?
Couple of different things. There's really been a kind of a real interesting timeline with that. When it started out, it came up in, June-ish there, before even Governor Kelly had originally put forth that statewide entity. And then, it got, basically dumped on us at the last minute there on the 4th of July weekend. Both the health department and command staff to start with was, I don't want to say against it, but they were against mandating it because, and this still holds true, enforcement and compliance. You just didn't know how we were going to make people actually wear those, particularly in a rural setting. And that still, to me, that still is the issue. It really, really is. As time went along, one by one, piece by piece, it kind of went from, no, let's not, to, well, maybe we need to think about it, to, yeah, we need to do it. And then some didn't want to do it still. And we've kind of worked the full spectrum all the way to now where everybody was just kind of, yeah, we need to do this. We need to do this. With the latest, I feel that somewhere along the equation here towards the end of the year, moving into 2021, the higher powers are probably going to put something into place anyway. And this is just preemptive and it's still hypothetical, but I think there's a reasonable common sense aspect to this, that that's probably what's going to happen. If we're going to do this, I would rather keep it local. I think there's unique challenges here with the university, with three school districts, with a county city setup, to adjacent counties that are ever been as part of this equation that makes the situation unique. So having local control and our local leaders trying to work on and work through this, I think serves us better both in the short term and the long term. It's probably the most mind-boggling thing of 2020 for me, and maybe just in general. I've just never seen anything like this where, we argue politics, we argue religion, we argue all the other things that, ruffle feathers and stir the pot, but I've never seen anything so inadamant do what it's done, and not just even in a public policy sense, but I've seen coworkers go at it over this issue. I've seen friends go at it over this issue. I've seen spouses go after this on the same issue. And it's just, and with everything else that's kind of and part of the fray this year, it's just been really, 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 really different. Yeah. But I feel good right now that what's in place there is working. I think majority of people, businesses, places are adhering to this to some form extent, and the ones that aren't weren't going to, whether it was in place or not. So I think where we're at is where we're at on this, and it's just going to be easier to maybe work through the other challenges and the other things that we face with a vaccine on the horizon. It feels like that there's light at the end of the tunnel anyway. I don't know what that timeline is per se, but we can work through some of the other entities at this point in time and then finally figure out how to move forward.
All right. Well, we'll come back. I got to take a break here. Well, more with John Ford, Riley County Commissioner, on In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.